Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Many people today want to get as much as they can for themselves while giving as little in return as possible. They want to be there for their friends in the good times, but absent in the not so good ones. Sadly, national statistics confirm this lack of commitment. Volunteering for worthy causes has been declining steadily. Why? Partly because people don't want to put themselves on the line or be pinned down by responsibility. And then there are the people who don't want to do something for free when they could be paid for it. In addition, there are the folks who mostly view opportunities to serve others as obligations and therefore avoid them. We're a soundbite generation with a short attention span, accustomed to 15-second advertisements and fast food. We want our sermons simple, entertaining, and feel good. Yes, radical commitment is rare, but it's what God requires of you. Commitment means your promise is binding, whether it's convenient or not. Let's look at a few examples today and tomorrow. Commitment to marriage. Marriage, as God sees it, isn't a 50-50 arrangement. It's a mutual agreement to give 100% of ourselves. It's a lifetime covenant between you and your spouse, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, until parted by death. And that covenant is a lot easier to live up to when both partners have learned, like Paul, to say, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That means dying to self-interest is the key to great relationships. From Vision's Word for Today, Radical Commitment, Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.